Now joined by the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcats, winners of six games in a row, Nate Dodson. Exciting start to the season for Milan. We're going to talk about one of the aspects of this team that I really like, and I'm sure Coach really likes at this point. He probably doesn't like him getting down early, but they've proven that if they get down early, game not necessarily over. Six in a row. Coming up for the Lady Cats, well, it's a road trip to Maysville. We're talking to Coach at about 2 in the afternoon. By the time this airs, Coach, you guys are going to be in Maysville. That is a haul on Highway 6 from one to the other.
Yeah, what is it? About an hour and 45 minutes, Tom. We're looking at about the same road trip that we had last week whenever we went to Polo. So we've kind of got one of the long trips under our belt and kind of know how to prepare for it, I guess, if you will. We've allotted plenty of time for our kids just to relax a little bit on the bus after school and then at the same time, have a little bit of time to get focused on the bus, and then once we get off the bus, have plenty of time to wake up and stretch out and get ready to roll at 5:30.
One of the aspects about your team, and I kind of mentioned it there, Coach, is in your season opener against Putnam County, you fall behind 5-0. You score 7 runs. You couldn't hold on to that lead, so you end up falling in that one for any loss of the season. Tuesday night against Princeton, you fall behind 5-0, and you come back and you win the game. So no quit in your girls. That's a great thing to see.
Yeah, we've had three pretty dramatic wins, I guess, since we've talked last. Between the Polo game, we had a really close game against a non-conference opponent and a really much-improved Class 1 team in Brashear. I was very impressed with them. And then, of course, Tuesday night against Princeton. Fighting the entirety of the game and even getting down early, being able to respond and just know that you're okay. Once we're able to get a run or two across the board and start to open things up a little bit, you start to relax the plate. And we've had some great at-bats from the top of the order all the way to the bottom. Against Princeton Tuesday night, I was really impressed with how the middle bottom of our lineup did and then even right at the bottom. We did a great job of either getting on base to get in scoring opportunities or being able to move runners over. And even driving runs in, the bottom of our order really did their job the other night in a lot of different ways on the bases and at the plate.
It looks like, Coach, we'll go back to Polo. You mentioned that. A grand slam in the top of the seventh with two outs by Maddie Schoonover. And it looks like it's had an effect here for the week because if you lose that game, you're 0-2, you're 0-2 in conference. You win that game, and now you've ripped off six wins in a row. So you know, talk about a big swing of the bat. Maddie had that last Thursday.
Oh, that was huge for us. You know, when we had talked about it that day before we headed over to Polo, just how big of a difference 1-1 is versus 0-2 and getting in the hole early. And, you know, we were down a run and end up the bottom of the order. We had the 8 and the 9 spot come up. Adrian Weaver found a way to get on base, I think reached on an error on a hard hit line drive at the second baseman, and then ended up getting a second on a pass ball. And then I have a freshman in Jewel Kelsey come up to the plate and gets a bunt down to move Adrian to third, so we at least have the tying run 60 feet away. Adrian did a great job on the bases, making the defense think about her. And in the meantime, Jewel's able to beat it out. And we have first and second. And so we go ahead on trying to squeeze play. And leadoff Caitlin Sylvester comes up, who's been very key for us all year. She's our go girl. If she goes, we all go. And she was able to get a bunt down. We were just trying to score the run and get the other one 60 feet closer. Adrian, again, did a great job on the bases and got the defense to look at her on third base and did just enough to let Caitlin beat the throw out at first, so we load the bases up with two outs. With no outs. Two pitches later, we had two outs. We had two foul flies, went down really quick, and then Maddie came to the plate. And, you know, my wife at first base, her assistant coach, she says that she saw the look in Maddie's eye that Maddie was going to go to the plate and she was going to hit the ball hard. She just had that look of determination and focus, and you just knew by looking at her the way that she was carrying herself, she was going to do something special for us and happened to carry one over the fence. And just a proud moment. Couldn't be more happy for my ball club and Maddie personally. That was a big moment for her and her confidence at the plate. And she's been driving the ball well since then. And it just gets contagious and it continues to carry over. In the middle of the lineup, went on to score. I think we batted around and we went on to score three more runs even after the grand slam. So kind of gave us a little bit of cushion to the end. You know, we relaxed a little bit on defense there in the bottom of the seventh, made it a little bit interesting. We let them get a couple back on us, but we were able to seal the deal and get a big win in a dramatic fashion.
You play some smaller schools then in the Milan tournaments, Novinger, Green City, and Grundy on Saturday, and you really came out and dominated, Coach. So you look at playing. Yeah, it's an opportunity to get some Class 1 schools into your tournament, which is fun for them. But, you know, as far as being a team in the Grand River Conference and seeing good softball teams, having confidence in what you guys have, you really came out and you played well Saturday.
Oh, yeah. And our biggest focus on Saturday was, you know, we're going to face a lot of teams in our conference that, you know, in the years past that we've maybe been able to handle a little bit easier than other teams. And you can do that, and then you can begin to look past teams. And I think looking at our conference issue, you know, going into tonight's game, Polo's game, Princeton's game, even South Harrison. South Harrison knocked off Princeton early in the season. And, you know, looking at scores and looking at the competition this year, everybody's much improved, and there's no way that you can take anybody in our conference for granted this year. And on any given night, anybody could beat the other one. So our focus on Saturday was just to come out and score early, you know, not give teams a chance to hang around, and just come up and get on the board early and give yourself some momentum and continue to finish ball games. And we were able to do that, and we ended up only playing 10 innings on Saturday because of it. You know, we were able to jump out early and seal the deal, and we hit the ball really well, found a lot of gaps. Sometimes you can go up in our tournament, for example, you know, maybe you play a team that's a little weaker on defense, and then they kick the ball around and have a lot of errors. But that really wasn't the case for us scoring runs. It was just that we hit the ball really well. We found gaps, and we drove runners in opportunistic times. And you can build a lot of confidence off that, you know, knowing that you earned those wins and you're able to jump out early and seal the deal on some games, and that's been what we've done throughout the past week.
Now, you're 2-1 in conference play. That has you in third place. You're a game behind Putnam County, who you've lost to, so you don't have head-to-head advantage there. And you got Trenton coming to your place in a week, Coach. So between here and there, you got the game at Maysville tonight, and then you go to South Harrison on Tuesday night. If you can go on the road, take care of your business, and stay within a game of Trenton by the time you see them, boy, that would set things up pretty excited for a week from tonight.
It could, you know, we're definitely not going to look past the first pitch tonight at 5:30. Definitely would be an exciting moment if we would happen to get to that point and be 8-1. But right now we're just trying to be 1-0 and win the game that's in front of us. So if we can do that, that definitely will make for an interesting night against Trenton. But you know, they're a class act and a great program, and you know, if we can somehow find a way to come out and play well these next two games and carry some confidence over, you never know what could happen. So
yeah, it's the old thing too of if you have two games in front of you, you know, if you go 2-0 it goes well, but you can't go 2-0 unless you go 1-0 in the first game.
That's right, and that's what we're going to try to do tonight, and just you know, take it one pitch at a time and let that be our focal point. And that's what we've tried to do each game this year.
So Maysville's kind of been all over the board here. You know, they went to Trenton and they struggled. Then South Harrison, they just drilled them, and now they lost to Polo just on Tuesday night. So it's kind of one of those teams that I'm sure you kind of look at it from your perspective, Coach, and it's kind of hard to get a read on them.
It is, and like I said, it's hard to get a read on Polo, Princeton, and South Harrison. Now, just look at the scoreboards, you don't know, especially with that South Harrison game against Princeton, you know, Maysville handing it to South Harrison, and, you know, Trenton put it pretty good on them. So you really don't know. You know, looking at their schedule, I see that they've also played a pretty tough tournament and hung pretty close to some pretty tough schools. I believe it was in the Cameron tournament,
absolutely,
if I remember
absolutely.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
But they played some a much bigger schools. I think they played Richmond in a one-run ball game. Jefferson Conception, I don't know if they're down, but I know they've been good over the last couple of years in Class 1. So, and then they played Benton really close. So you don't know. You just don't know. That's why we play the game. So we're going to go in with just a mindset of, you know, we don't know what to expect, but as long as we can take care of the ball and take care of the things that we can control, we're going to put ourselves
a position to win at the end of the night, and that's what we try to do.
It is your second year as a member of the conference, but what's kind of fun is, I know there's some travel involved, as you mentioned, to go to Maysville tonight, and, you know, they'll be on the bus for a long time, but because you're playing Maysville for the second time, but you hosted them last year, so you get to go, like you went to Polo last week, you get to go see another field, and I'm sure that has a little bit of an enjoyable aspect for it, for you and the girls, to kind of experience some different cities and fields, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, we looked forward to that when we went to Polo, just a different bus drive, you know, so it's different scenery on the way there. And obviously we haven't seen Maysville Field before, so I had to Google Earth it just to make sure I was heading to the right spot tonight. So we're looking forward to making sure we get to the right location, and yeah, we're looking forward to it. And it's fun to play in a new complex and a different atmosphere, and you look forward to the challenge at the same time.
Who gets the ball in the pitcher's circle tonight for you, Coach?
You know what? I really just play it at the beginning of each night. We kind of see who's doing the best, locating the ball and keeping the ball down. And, you know, Maddie's been doing a great job of that. She's really located the ball well so far. And, she's got a lot of pitch selection to choose from. And Aaron had struggled just a little bit to keep the ball under control, at least keep it down when she got up in the count the first couple nights out or in the jamboree. But she did an amazing job the other night coming in and getting the save against Princeton. She struck out the first two batters and kept the ball low in the strike zone and hit her spots, kept her changeup down. And she ended up, they got back to the top of the lineup, and she gets the leadoff hitter for Princeton, who's a great hitter. Hit the ball well all night to hit a routine pop fly on a changeup, caught her off balance to our left fielder and ended the game. So she did an excellent job coming in and closing for us. So we'll kind of weigh all different factors. You know, both of those girls are going to do a great job for us as long as they, like I said, can keep the ball down and hit their spots and keep teams off balance. And then mixing the two of them up, we keep teams off balance. So we'll find, we'll kind of figure out and get a feel for it once we get there. And that's kind of how we're going to approach this one.
Sounds like you know that if you look for the softball field around Maysville High School, you're not going to find it. You got to go west of town and then hang a left.
Yeah. I guess it's on the other side of the road from the football field is what I understand.
Yeah, it's you got to go a little bit outside of town, maybe a half mile or so. I think there's a sign that might say softball field or golf course or something, and you go south. It's probably about, as a crow flies, a mile southwest of the football field, so.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll get it figured out. I'm looking forward to it, and that's why I was here. There is a sign that points the right direction, so I'm sure we'll be all right. And we're looking forward to going over there and seeing a new facility and just continuing to make it exciting for our fans. Man, it's been we've had some crazy games for our fans to watch, and just been some very dramatic wins here lately, and definitely on a hot streak, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Let's take a look at the schedule. Tonight at Maysville, Tuesday at South Harrison, a week from tonight, Trenton at Milan, and then on the 12th of September, that is a Tuesday, it'll be Gallatin at Milan. Coach, thanks for the time. Safe travels over to Maysville. Good luck tonight against the Wolverines.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot. We appreciate your coverage. Take care.